Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Brazy, and we're back to rehash Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Them bitches did it again. They've outdone it, actually. They didn't do it again. They've raised it. I'm really excited to talk about this finale.
You know, I was a little nervous before the finale. I saw people who got like the screeners of it that were, you know, saying how great it was. And I was just like, are they just hyping this up too much? Am I going to be disappointed? I was so wrong. It was insane. Sam was filming me, my reactions to send to my friends, like on Snapchat about it, because there were some times where jaw on the floor. It was an amazing finale. It's so good. I just speechless how good it was.
Yeah. It it's something. Oh, I'm sorry. My phone's on loud. So sorry about that. Anyway, my initial reaction, I was a little concerned that, yeah, I was being talked up, but also that I kind of already, I felt like I wasn't going to be super shocked by anything, I guess. Like, I felt like, what, were we already spoiled with everything?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's been episodes that I felt like, okay, it probably wasn't Meredith, and maybe this could have been Monica, you know, or that, yeah. Monica's up to something. But never did I expect it to actually be. I mean, there was a rumor going around that, whoa, what, like, Reality Von T's no longer is around. The timing's a little weird, don't you say? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, there were rumors about that. But who would have thought she really was Reality Von T's?
Well,
I danced with reality. Like, I've, like, like, LOL, love this shit. Like, in her, like, laughing, like, back, like, at her story, like, the Instagram one. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just, I followed her on Twitter, too.
Well, them. It wasn't even just the reveal. It was the delivery.
Yes.
Of everything. The thing that I actually gasped at was, we're going to fast forward to it because I have to say it. When Meredith brought up that Monica was in the store when the clutch that Jen's not assistant stole, I gasped. I was like, oh my God, that's blonde Monica. I mean, we're coming full circle from the beginning of Salt Lake City here.
Yeah. The clutch. The infamous clutch. God damn.
Well, and she's like, you said you've never been to my store. And Monica's like, I never said that. And then they roll footage. And she said that, oh my God, I've never been in here before. Bravo producers were working overtime. I wish it was a longer episode. That's my only complaint.
I thought it was going to be. When I looked, I thought I saw it was going to be like a 90-minute episode, but maybe we'll get some supersized reunions, or, well, at least we definitely get the unedited.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. But before we get into the huge, amazing reveals and our thoughts on that, because I have so many thoughts on everything. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess, how we got there. Because we're still on this Bermuda trip. Monica's not seeing her family. She's like, all that shit's fallen through, but they're still celebrating her birthday. They're doing all this stuff for her. And Heather, at some point in the day, and it's before they go shopping, correct? Like, she knew before they go shopping. Like, she did those calls and, like, She was looking at stuff even before then, like before they went on the trip, she was like looking into things like about the oh, seeing how she had multiple names and at Beauty Lab. You know, the timing of this is like Heather was holding on to this for like it felt like a little while, you know. What are you gonna say? Go ahead.
What's crazy to me is that there were no leaks really about any of this, which is great. Also, why they didn't do a panel at Bravo, but or BravoCon, sorry. But I mean, like you said, the Von Teese shit, there were rumors, but half of the time, all this other stuff comes out like freaking weeks, like while they're filming. These ladies were tight-lipped because they knew we deserved an epic finale. Heather went over, she worked overtime.
Okay, I, Heather, she worked. Okay, she produced. Heather really, I saw something in her this season, her and Meredith. But I still have to say, it's kind of bullshit that Heather did not care about Jen shit this hard, or even Angie, fucking what's the other Angie's, not Angie K, Angie.
Harrington.
Yes. Yeah, Angie H. I don't whose husband, both of them made the burner account. You know, it's like, why are we acting? And let's all not act like so dramatic about what she was saying, like that she was like harassing them. Cause I loved this page because it was literally just exposing Jen Shaw. It is really wild to infiltrate yourself and it is freaky, but like it's, that's why they didn't let, I don't know. It's, that's why some of them weren't like, Lisa was not okay with Angie being around Harrington, but a lot of them were okay to, like, Heather was okay to still bring her around. It's just weird. Like, I'm not saying that what Monica did was fine, but it's also like, Heather, you've been lying about this fucking black eye and protecting Jen. And like, you're using how you protect Jen as, I
Well,
don't know. It's weird.
what
It's
I was
weird.
like kind of shocked about was, Heather's doing all this work behind the scenes leading up to the Bermuda trip. She never once acted differently.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's really weird. It's calculated. I love it for it from an entertainment standpoint, but as a human, it's like
Scary. It's kind of scary.
it's a little, but it's like you're best friends with Jen Shaw. Like, and you knew, you're telling me that, like, I don't know. It's just like you're so protective of her still. It's a little weird. And she actually did punch you, which we already knew. Like, that was like the gasp for me was that she actually said it. And the timing was also like, okay. But I, you know, I think it's also a little odd how I felt like this all was natural. Like everyone sitting at the table, everyone talking, Heather saying, let's play a game. The theme tonight is Bermuda Triangle, unsolved mysteries. Pick a name out of the jar or whatever and figure, talk about it. Ask what, something you want to know about them, a mystery you want uncovered. And she's like, they're going through like this whole bit because everyone knows besides Angie K, which, what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on Heather telling only the core? And what are your thoughts on that scene? Let's just talk about that.
I actually love
Beach
that it was
scene.
just the core four. But then I did feel a little bad when Angie's like, what the hell is going on at the dinner? the reactions, it was, dare I say, iconic, all over the top. I get it. They probably feel like a little like violated. She's running this account that's like, shitting on them, living in fear. Okay, no, you're not.
Okay.
That's
And
dramatic.
you follow them. Like, I remember them liking and following those accounts. Like that account.
I can
Sorry. I
understand feeling
just am
like
like, come
if
on.
someone had like a account that was shitting on me and I found out that it was one of my friends,
Yeah, that's
you feel
we
kind of
yeah.
disgusted. I
Yeah.
get being like, ew, this is
Yes.
fucked up, but the living in fear, oh my God, stop with that. The
The
reactions were all so them, though. You know what I mean? It was
Yeah.
just the scene, like the background, being on the beach. Everyone keeps saying it's Big Little Lies vibes, which I don't know. Have you ever?
Oh my goodness, yeah. And they
I was
keep
like,
playing the music with it too.
so funny.
And they were actually saying like who's who from Big Little Lies. Yeah, great show, great series. Y'all should watch it if you have an HBO.
That
but
was
yeah.
people fearing for their lives.
Yeah.
Their
That was life or death. But this, come on. Who do you think was the most dramatic?
I'm going with Heather, to be totally honest.
1,000% with you.
Meredith was Meredith,
She was killing
which,
me.
yeah. Someone on Twitter is like, I love how like every episode Meredith is trying a new like character out because she's just completely different. I'm actually loving Meredith this season. She is not on purpose a comedic relief for me. She's just cracking me up.
Yeah,
But
when she's not trying super hard, I like it.
Heather just like twisted, or not twisting, but just holding this information the way she made this such a big show. Great TV. But yes, I think she was the
But
most dramatic.
villain. Villain. I also am telling you, everyone, I keep seeing people tweeting and posting about how Heather's the best storyteller, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, honestly, she's constantly sounding like she's reading her fucking trash ass book. And it's very annoying. Like, I actually wish she wasn't narrating. I think Lisa's a good narrator. I think, even Whitney. Not with her voice, but I mean, like, could potentially, I don't know. I feel like Heather tries too hard to sound wordy and wise and ends up saying a lot of the same words or using a little too many adjectives. yeah, she was so dramatic. She was definitely making this even bigger than it needed to be, like just really hyping it, before, especially at the dinner, but even to telling them like, oh, I need y'all to have my back.
Well,
She's been behind the account who's been terrorizing us.
which I even love in the when they're trying to uncover the mystery, whatever, that Whitney was still being Whitney, like being upset that Whitney or Lisa called her
Oh my God,
dramatic.
that's what I'm saying. Like that whole bit shit, it's like, was that for real or not?
I think Whitney was, because Whitney can't let a fucking thing go. So I think she's like, before we make it not about me, I need to get this off my chest. But if I was Heather, I expect her to be more upset about the whole beauty lab shit. She was more
That's
upset
not
about,
even, yeah.
that's more fucked up to me, that there's three different Monicas that she's, people that she's created and not paid her beauty lab bill. That's what I would be more upset with, not the reality TV or T page, which is fucked up in its own right. But she's just going so hard against that. Like, girl, she owes you a lot of money and is scamming your business.
Yeah. I honestly just, I feel like it was great television, you know, for like an episode, but for it to drag out would be awful. Like, I don't think it's like a, I think it's a huge moment for like a few episodes, you know, but like, this is not a huge, oh my goodness. Like, so I feel some people are saying that they shouldn't invite Monica back, but I think like you could, I think that the ladies could actually potentially, I just don't think that this is like that. It is crazy, but it's also like what their job is fucking crazy. And the whole Jen Shaw shit is fucking crazy. Like, it's odd to me that they're treating this as if she's like way worse than they were about Jen, about her shit. Like, that's what's, or even Mary. Like, I mean, it's just the way that we're picking and choosing like what's so bad and what's, you know, now. What I cannot stand, since I haven't really talked much shit yet about Monica. Monica going so hard on Lisa instantly on her looks and ugly. And it's just, it's so nasty. And it's so, I know we've talked about it before, but like, I see people like rooting for it. Like, I like that she hypes, like barks back and gets loud. And like, I love that. I do not like what she chooses to say a lot of the times, especially when she's talking to Lisa.
Well,
it's not
because
not
your her credibility then is going down. Like, own up what you did. You shouldn't be shitting on Lisa. Lisa's rightfully upset that someone who's on the show has also been, you know, for years talking mad shit about all of them. But to go, like, get pissed back at Lisa, like, just defend yourself without taking someone else down. You already have taken them all down all the time, all the posts or whatever, which whoever posted what, it doesn't matter. You guys, they're all
working
together.
Yeah, you all were. I know.
You knew That's someone what, was posting about, you know, it's shitty regardless. You know what I mean? But do a little better job defending what you did. Like, I get it. You wanted to take down Jen Shaw. And I'm sorry, all the people that they're also giving Monica too much credit on.
Yeah.
She took her down with the FBI. No, she didn't. The FBI had been hounding her for a long time. You were just pissed off at her because she was a fucking shitty employer to you. That was why they wanted to take Jen Shaw down.
Yeah.
The feds were legit looking at the criminal cases
activity
that
she was doing. Yeah. Not how she's treating her employees.
I mean, props to her for showing us some of those videos. Like, we would have never known the dark side of how Jen treated her employees if it wasn't for
that
some
shit
of these
was nasty.
Videos.
I remember when that
you
came
know?
out.
I remember when those came out. That was good of them to shed light. But Monica, you did not take Jen Shaw down. Don't you open people's eyes to like, yeah, she's kind of an all-around shitty person, but come on.
And another thing that, you know, something that you said made me think of this. Why is it that Tanisha, Heather's hairstylist of 3 years, who was heavily involved just as much as Monica, just, she had a guilty conscience, or, you know, a moment of just wanting to be honest. And
no, she was jealous that Monica got on the show and she wasn't. So then she started, you know, throwing her under the bus, basically.
Yeah. I'm just like, it's just ridiculous. I don't like that part of like the pile on and the dramatic, like. And I'm only saying that because I know that they said that they have not talked since. But I did see, I don't know if you saw that since the reunion, Meredith has since followed Monica
I think Whitney did.
and Whitney, yes, which I like that.
I knew Whitney would cave. Come on.
I actually would not mind seeing Monica back. I know you're not a fan. I'm not necessarily a fan, but I'm
I'm
not now.
curious to see how the reunion goes. She's got a real chance to
Yes.
like
That
try
is
to
very
make
true.
things right. I mean, it was good TV. It's crazy that
He's crazy.
someone who's just on Housewives Twitter and Instagram got her way on the show. I mean, it's
But she's not
crazy.
just
It's
that, you know. She like worked for Jen Shaw. Like she was friends with, you know, like she was in that world. She's actually, but on top, but she was also a freaking Stan
The
account.
people that we follow all these T pages for all the
Yes, and
shows that
like,
we're
oh my
on. It's
goodness, did
like,
you see what Reality Von T?
well, it's
Pretty
just
sure
crazy
Reality
that,
Von T followed our podcast. I feel like that
well,
was like one of the. It's just crazy.
there's always rumors that like producers or a camera person like, you know, is behind some of these pages or feeding
Yeah.
the info, but it was a well, we'll just say friend of, because that's what they say on these shows. Friend of who got her way on the show. It's crazy.
It is
Props to her
crazy.
though.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean that is how I feel. And it's funny because I think that that's why Heather's so mad. She's like, how did this get past me? She said, I can't believe I didn't notice it before. Like all that shit was so drama, like so dramatic. I loved it.
Well,
Heather.
and I'm sorry. How'd you not see it? She worked for Jen Shaw. She's probably scammed lots of people too. Not in the way Jen has, but I mean, she's done it to your business. Did you not get any of the perks of Jen Shaw's life, Heather? I'm sure you did.
Oh yeah.
And the black eye things, I haven't even really
Yeah,
talked about that either.
let's talk about it. What are your thoughts on her revealing it? And because we didn't really get much about it, but
No.
what were you thinking her intentions were?
I don't know. Like, what was the point in that argument? It doesn't make you look better that you know, covered for Jen. So I don't know what her purpose was. someone on Twitter was like, maybe Angie's theory last year with the scissor kicks was right. They
I
were.
know the part me sister kicks.
Honestly, I don't even know if it was an intentional hit by Jen. I no way of knowing, but accidental or not, like that was a bad black eye. Which you've seen all the shit about her saying it wasn't true.
In
Bravo
like
would have known, or whatever fucking shit she was saying, it's all a lie. She's threatened to
did you see what
sue.
Andy said?
No, what did he say?
So then on his radio show the next day, when he was asked about it, he said that she's full of shit. She asked for a shit ton of money for them to video her leading up to her going to prison. And under her, like them editing it or whatever, you know, getting like final say, of course, too. And he said, and that would have been us paying a lot of money for her to just lie to us because she still kept remained her innocence until that final, you know, until she finally just pled
Guilty, yeah.
whatever. But yeah, he was saying that it's all bullshit and how, again, if there was footage, they would have shown it too if they
Or
had
they
ever.
would have put like a screen that would have said what happened, because I don't know if they can show like
Yeah, that
people
kind of
getting injured. You know what
violence.
I mean? They would have been something to say that that had happened if they would have known. They wouldn't have just brushed that aside
But
if
you
they
know
would.
what's bullshit? She said that read my book and you'll know like what happened. So I was just waiting for people to tell me since, she said read my book. No one's ever said anything, so I'm assuming it's not in the fucking book. It's just a
It was just a
shitty.
scam to get people to read her book.
Yeah, what a fucking joke. My coworker who I love, who's into the show, she texted me that she finished Bad More Men on the way back from a flight.
Yeah.
I need to ask her how it was. I mean, I have no intentions of reading it, but
No. Well,
you.
even then Jen said if at the reunion they talk about the black eye, she'll sue.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't, we'll see if we even get.
Do we have evidence? Like, bet you Heather could prove something with texts between her and Jen or, something.
The timing is weird in her confrontation with Monica. It just didn't, it would have felt more authentic to me if it would have been all the girls talking and she's just talking about, they're all talking about Jen and she breaks down and says, I've been covering for her. Sure, I would
Yeah.
have maybe felt a little more. I don't want to say sympathy because I don't want anyone getting a black eye, but it seemed out of left field that she brought that into her argument with Monica.
It almost felt like, oh, I have to finally let this out because if not, I look like a fucking hypocrite for, holding this big lie to everyone and also calling out Monica for lying to us. I mean, even though it's completely different things, but like it was a lot that she like covered for with that black eye. And on top of that, it's one thing to just say you don't want to talk about it, what happened, whatever. It's another thing to go on and kind of accuse other people knowingly that it was knowing
Which
it wasn't them.
we even saw
It's fucked
that
up.
last season, where
Yeah.
like just say you're not talking about it at all, or stop alluding to Lisa or Angie or whoever else like hitting you. It that's where we felt pretty grossed out about it last year, and
Yeah.
she didn't have to tell anyone how she got the black eye. That's her business. But the way she was dragging it out, making the theatrics about it, it got to the point where I just didn't care at all.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I'm over the black eye, honestly. But now I'm like, shit, now I gotta wait till the fucking reunion part three to know how you fucking got it.
Yeah, I was more shocked about the, like I said before, the footage of Monica in
That's
Meredith's
so
store.
funny. Yeah, so she was not the one stealing. Meredith was okay. Meredith getting so mad in this moment, like the old lady she is so fucking funny to me with that fucking finger. She's like, "Monica, it's on my security footage." She's like, "My security footage." She goes, "Monica, Monica." Like, God. Just crazy to me that you would yell at that. Like I could never see myself doing that with people, but
No.
as a housewife and Lisa popping off too. I mean, rightfully so because
I think it was mostly because she, her and Monica never liked each other. They never will.
but they were like getting a little bit,
But
things
she
were
was
getting
like, all
better.
the other girls don't like her now, and she felt like almost vindicated.
Yeah, because she was right all along. Well, I mean, not like she knew this, but she knew something was inauthentic. Did you end up watching the hidden footage of Monica and her mom from Angie
No,
K's party? It was awful.
I saw it
4 minutes
circulating like
long.
on Twitter and Reddit, but I never dove into it.
Yeah, it's wild, y'all. It is a video that Monica is recording from her phone, arguing with her mom at or after the Angie K Easter,
Easter,
Greek
yeah.
Easter argument that they had, and she her mom is called saying how she's an actress, and you know, this is just basically a, doing the same shit that she was doing, like saying the other girls were not being a problem is really just Monica, but also saying that Monica is an actor and is fake and all this stuff. And Monica just flips out, calling her all these crazy names and says how she fell down the stairs. And the mom said, that was your fault. And Monica just flips out on, it's your daughter, your child fell down the stairs and you don't even care. Like, you're such a piece of shit. It's just so traumatic. But I'm like, why would you be recording this? Like, you know, it does come off very much like what your mom is saying about how you're an actor, you want this attention.
Well,
But I think they're both fucking nuts.
it's funny that I mean, I've seen her get upset that she only sent that to Tanisha. So Tanisha is the only one that could have leaked it. Girl, you get what you give. I mean, you did this shit to
Why'd you
Jen.
record it?
So sorry that you got, I don't even want to say exposed, but shit came out about your life that you didn't want the world to see. Same with Jen Shah.
I know,
She
but I'm also
did
like, you fucking recorded it. What were,
for what
why,
reason?
for who? For who to see it? To show it to your friends? Like, I don't, like,
Well,
okay. And then what,
and
you know what the
then
risk is? Ugh.
and you sent it to your friend who
Runs a
organized
page.
a page of taking like videos that people didn't know they were being recorded with to try to
Then you
expose
became a
them.
housewife.
Yeah.
So what did you think was going to happen with that footage?
You gotta be careful with your skeletons, you know. Shit's gonna come out. I feel bad for Monica's kids though that
Me
have to
too.
deal with all this shit. It
Me
freaking
too.
sucks, I'm sure.
I think Monica, it seems like a good mom to her kids, and they seem like they love her, and that's good. And like she loves them, but the inconsistency and not to be able to have like a good relationship with their grandmother and to have that drama and their father's
And
parent
have
or
this
mom, all that.
video of your mom and
Multiple.
grandma grossly fighting.
And on the show, you know,
Yeah.
just the whole show.
It just kind of suck.
But but you know, that's the thing with Housewives, it can go up from here. Like she has a chance to really
Yeah.
get the bag and turn it around
I
and be
mean,
a good
Meredith,
housewife.
for a bit, it was, she had no one. And look at where she is now. She's made her way back,
She's
so.
in the core. Mary's wanting
Also,
back in.
before we get too far, too, we never talked about the book and Heather's book, Bad Mormon, and Whitney's.
Oh. You exploited my vagina.
The funniest part, though, is
Those fucking
Heather
cousins.
reiterating, I read all this to you, and I took out the part that you didn't want in there. She's like, but you did this. I told you it was
And
going to be
I
there, and it's not in the book what you wanted me to take out. I took it out. She's just going off. Like, I don't know what the hell, what was Whitney's deal, but Heather's like, I read you what was in it. She's like, but you didn't tell me this. No, I told you, I just reread the book to you. It's not in there.
Yeah, Whitney definitely lost to Heather when it came to all the stuff really this season. Heather, that's where Heather shined when it was bad weather.
It was the stoic face against Whitney, just being like,
Oh
no, you're
wow,
so wrong.
you are so wrong. I know. And but then when she read it, like, God, that book sounds fucking terrible.
Oh, it's
Like, that
so
shit sounds
bad.
so terrible. I'm like, oh. And that's how, and how she read that little excerpt is how she was explaining what was going on with Monica, you know, and the whole situation. And I was like, oh, anyone else, please. But it was good too at the same time. So let me not. It was great. But yeah, the her also owing Beauty Lab and Laser, Monica. So Heather found multiple Monicas on the account. Don't remember why she was looking her up.
Who's trying to get her a gift card?
Oh, okay.
Or that's the story.
Yeah, that's a good cover if it's not, you know. Sure. And she saw that she had all these different last or three accounts, and one of them had a balance that she owed. And I wish she would have said the amount, but do you remember? Didn't it did it say?
I thought it was a, like over like $1,000 or some
Yeah, I
shit
feel like
like
it was like
that.
a few thousand, which is like for Real Housewives that are not broke bitches, like normal bitches, not broke, you know, like us, like normal broke bitches. That's chump change. Like Lisa Barlow will be able to pay that. Like, oh, let me pay your shit. But I remember when it came out, it was like, oh, so she can't pay that. But also, like, damn, that's like she got money at Beauty Lab and Laser. I don't know how much shit like that costs.
I have no clue, and I probably never will because I'll never get that shit. Sorry if you guys do. I just it's not my style.
Yeah. No, I'm no judgment to anybody that does it.
I'm like
Just
not even
not for
into
me.
most beauty shit to be. I'm pretty
Yeah,
basic.
it's too much work, TBH. Too much upkeep.
I did love the side eye Heather was giving Monica when she was when they were at the store and she was
With the card. Oh my God. And it was also funny how, like, Monica says, guys, I can, like, pay for it. Like, I have
she's
money.
like, I
Like,
can do it.
bitch, you
I
know
can do it.
you know you're broke. Like,
It
be
was
happy that they weren't expecting you to cover for them, you know?
no, it was so funny how she kept saying, I can pay. Yes, I can pay. And then it
It's like,
declines.
okay.
Then she says she has to switch it to on her bank app internationally, and she uses a different card then. I noticed that there were two different cards used.
I didn't see that.
I did. One was like red and one was green or some shit like that. Yeah.
Ooh. I
Two
love
different
that.
cars, which is fine.
That's fine because that's normal.
Yeah.
Just own it. But don't say
No
that you got
shame.
that shit when you don't have that shit. Like I'm like, sorry, Heather should have brought your fucking credit card.
Yeah.
And apparently, credit she still hasn't paid her back, which. It's hilarious. And Monica was on live saying, I mean, just add it to my credit, you know, or not my credit, but how
Taking
much
off
she
my
owes
bill.
that. Yeah, take it off her bill, basically at Beauty Lab. But yeah, so we're going into just in a couple of days, reunion part one. There'll be three parts. I'm concerned about this. I'm concerned that they're going to not give us enough, or they're going to focus too much on the wrong things. I could see that happening. I could see the core mostly focusing on, like, not really, almost like how when there was shit with Jen, like that took up everything, and then we didn't really get to talk about
Or
everyone
Scandival.
else's issue. Yeah. That's a very good example.
From
I
the
would really
preview,
like us to talk about everything.
yeah, from the preview, it did look like it was a good mix of stuff, but we'll find out come
But I
Tuesday.
also don't want to fucking wait. Like, I want there to be good shit right away, too, which there
Yes.
probably will be. But I don't want to get my hopes up. I'm just, we'll see. It's been really good. And that was exceeded my expectations. Wonderful finale. Anything else?
No, great season. Really excited to see how this reunion plays out. We're the only other things that we are rehashing currently are Bravo shows. So we have Southern Charm, which that finale was. I laughed a
I
few
just
times. It
watched it.
was great. Southern Hospitality,
Love that.
which that's been good too. And we're getting next week, I think DJ James Kennedy makes an appearance
Oh my
in.
God, I saw that.
Yeah.
LOL. Like, of course. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about both of those shows. Only Bravo right now, which I absolutely love. Traitors, if y'all watch Traitors, is coming back very soon. All-star cast, like amazing cast. I think it's next week or week after the next. So maybe we could talk about that at the end of some of our episodes. So excited that comes out all at once. I think that that
Last year, I think it did, but I think
did come
this
out at
year
once.
they're doing a couple episodes like each week,
Yeah, that's smart.
which I have a love hate with that.
Yeah, I know, because I would watch it all right away.
I think I did watch it all like
I
in
did. Yeah,
one
I did.
sitting.
I did. And I'm pretty sure I went back and rewatched it too. But all right. Anything else though before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.